This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, May 24. Community is role modeling. Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 34. Then Moses climbed Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab to the top of Pisgah, across from Jericho. There the Lord showed him the whole land, from Gilead to Dan, all of Naphtali, the territory of Ephraim, and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the Mediterranean Sea, the Negev, and the whole region from the valley of Jericho, the city of palms, as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, "This is the land I promised an oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when I said, 'I will give it to your descendants.' I have let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over into it." And Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in Moab, as the Lord had said. He buried him in Moab, in the valley opposite Beth Peor. But to this day, no one knows where his grave is. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. The Israelites grieved for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days, until the time of weeping and mourning was over. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands on him. So the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded Moses. Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, who did all those signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his officials and to his whole land. For no one has ever shown the mighty power or performed the awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of all Israel. Cal remembers when he was a kid and his family moved a long ways away from their church. The distance made it hard for his family to bring him to and from his favorite church activities during the week. A gentleman from church offered to bring Cal home whenever he needed a ride. This man was also a leader in the boys' club that Cal had joined at the church. He remembers the life lessons that this man taught him along the way, while camping, working on different projects together, or just driving home. There were other church members who did similar things for Cal, too. Cal isn't sure where he would be today if it weren't for those people who invested in his life when he was younger. They literally changed his life and gave him something to aim for and imitate when he became an adult. Cal now gives back by being the same kind of role model to younger men in his church community. He knows how important community is. Moses took Joshua under his wing and taught him about leading the people of Israel. In a few of the books of the Old Testament, there are stories about their interactions. After Moses died, Joshua was ready to take on the leadership that had been laid on him. That connection was important and prepared Joshua for his future. Positive community connections do the same for us. Pray with me. Father, help us understand the importance of being a part of community for the benefit of those around us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.